Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I'm not going to be able to give you the biggest problem. The biggest problem is we didn't play good run defense. I mean, we didn't, as a defense complete, we didn't do it. And that's not going to be good enough. There's nobody in that locker room that thinks that's good enough. That's disappointing.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, after the loss last night, 38-30 to the Lions, which drops Baltimore to 1-2 on the season. Statistically, through three games as a team defensively, they're among the worst, if not the worst, in a lot of categories last night. Lions rushed for 224, averaged 5.9 per carry, and had four rushing touchdowns on the night. Not to mention, Goff threw for 202 yards, though, and had a quarterback rating of over 100, and was not sacked once.
Yeah, didn't need a shower either. That's how much pressure they got on him. Yeah, it was. The biggest thing is you can control your effort and stuff, you know, and everything, and extremely, extremely disappointed in the tough. They got the crap kicked out of them physically. And that is a shame for a Ravens team to do that. I remember, Bob, when I was with the Redskins, and you say, oh, crap, got to play the Ravens. That, you know, you're going to get some guys hurt. It's going to be a physical game. You know, it's going to be a bloodbath. You know, I mean, that's what you thought about when you played the Ravens.
That was the old 4-3 defense, Marvin bringing the heat, too.
Yeah, it was Marvin. But now, you know, fundamentally, the D-line sucked last night. They were not good. And I felt bad for the two linebackers because before you even look up, bam, here comes 330 pounds in my chest.
Let's get out to the phones. People want to talk. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens have problems on defense. We'll be talking about that a lot until they don't. No Harbaugh today. He'll be back out there tomorrow because it's work week. They have a short week, but they're back at it Wednesday. And then it's all systems go against the Kansas City Chiefs coming off the win against the Giants. They weren't overly impressive in that win, but we're by no means, I'm not going to sit here and start ragging on Kansas City based on what we've seen from Baltimore so far. But let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, thanks for holding. What's up?
Bob, Vinny, Nolan, good day to all you gentlemen.
Thank you, bud.
Ravens game last night, stating the obvious, defensively, could not stop the Lions running game between the tackle slots. Also, did not disrupt the accuracy of an X-spot rhythmic veteran QB passer. You stand back there and pick you apart all night. Ravens offensively could not game-long establish run-pass balance attack continuity. Detroit 7 sacks, 4, Ravens 0 against. That's no good. Lions running game, 200 yards plus with four touchdowns. Ravens mismatched in equality. Regardless of the shaky start to this season thus far, must stay mindful to be in avoidance of stacking losses. It's super important. Not meaning to blow my own horn. I'm going somewhere with this point. Through the years, did attempt to play the game. Far outreach teaching at grassroots level, 30 tries. Topped off five additional high school varsity season as a coordinator. You would think at this point, I know somewhat of what I'm watching in a sport that I've always really liked. However, totally lost in frustration, clueless to the ridiculous, confusing kickoff rules. Stop messing with the game. I know the lunacy in this regard is equal to both teams, but the Ravens missed the target area a couple times last night, which entitled the Lions to drive start at the 40-yard line. My point, Lions running game doesn't need any assistance rules help. It's unnecessary nonsense that needs to be scrapped. Leave the kickers alone. That's it, gentlemen. I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thank you. And I'm with him 100% on that, but the NFL wanted to bring the kickoff back, which they tried to eliminate basically 5 years ago. And now, what, 80% of kickoffs are returned when it was 20% just two seasons ago. But, you know, Tyler Loop, to Ed's point, and we were talking off the air, Vinny, he's used to booming it out of the end zone. He's got to have it like a drop zone, landing zone, and his inability to get it right is costing them.
Yeah, when he put the one, he like walked across. He
said, where did it land? Where
I get the lines that are on television so I can see it like everybody else? But it is kind of dopey. That being said, I mean, the domination from them physically was ultimately the key to that game.
Yeah, right. And it was from the get-go, from the first drive on. You know, I mean, when they had their first 99-yard drive, they wore them down. I mean, they were doing whatever they wanted. The Ravens were like, oh, you know, they just, you need 5 yards? Okay, just run right up the middle. I mean, that's what they did.
Going forward on fourth down, just imposing their will. Your point, they couldn't make Baltimore adjustments defensively, and it was kind of a field day for Goff and the offense in the second half.
Goff probably loved it. You know, I can stand back here and throw, you know, or I can just turn and hand it off and go right up the middle and we're getting yards. Travis had to be embarrassed how he played.
Let's get back to the phones. East Baltimore, Jason. Jason, thanks for holding. What's happening here on this What the Hell Tuesday?
Uncle Bub, Uncle Vinny, you know how I'm feeling today, but I had to call because I want to calm us down a little bit. We know the Ravens suck in September. I'm going to get that on a T-shirt. We suck in September. We go on these runs in October and November, and we win seven games, and you look up in December, and we 9-3, top of our division. But I'm not scared of Cincinnati because of the quarterback issue. I'm not scared of Cleveland. Definitely not scared of Pittsburgh. So if we win our division, we'd be in good shape. But with that being said, last night was atrocious, man. And seven sacks and we didn't get one. I mean, it's mind-boggling. And Marlon Humphreys, Lord have mercy, man. Everybody got on Zaire Alexander. Well, he didn't practice, and he hadn't played a real football game since October or November. So he shouldn't have been out there week one. But I definitely think we need to see him next week because the Ravens said that internally, if you don't play good, you won't be on the field. They said that, I think, after week one loss to Buffalo. Marlon Humphreys is not taking the game serious right now. I don't think it might be in his head. He was getting picked on last night. They wasn't picking on Nate Wiggins. He played great. He played his tail off.
Yeah.
Number three played good. But Marlon Humphreys, it's ridiculous, man. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you. He missed a lot of tackles, too.
Yeah, go ahead and vent, dude. Do you think?
Yeah, I mean, and then offensively. Lamar was getting hot. We going downfield, and then they have Derrick Henry try to throw the ball. Like, yo, you got to let guys, when guys get warmed up, you don't take the ball from them. And why don't we ever do the tush push at the goal line? Every other team do it. Buffalo is automatic. Philly is automatic. We get to the one, and we give it to the running back, and it don't work. We just start doing goofy stuff. I mean, I can take a loss, but I can't take stupidity, man. It gets –
repetitive. And unfortunately, we see the same thing every season. It's like watching an old DVD or old VHS cassette. You know what the Ravens are going to do. They're going to start off slow in September. Then they're going to gain some traction. And then in the playoffs come, something stupid going to happen. But I'm just hopeful that we can right the ship. I know we will, because that's what we do. We go, like I said, October and November, watch us get some traction. And we got to beat KC this weekend. Let's get it. Go Ravens.
All right, Jason, trying to talk us down and then pointing out all the reasons why we shouldn't be comfortable that they're going to turn things around here. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, Bob and Vinny?
What's up, Tripp?
Man, I'm sad, man. I ain't going to lie to you, man. I'm tired of fans saying, we get them next time. It'll be okay. We got to stop doing this, man. Hey, I like what the caller just said, man, right? Marlon Humphrey, man, he's a joke. He's a joke, Bob and Vinny. Let me tell y'all something. He had a podcast last year with Jackie Boy, right? I mean, you can ask Nolan what his name is. I call him Jackie Boy. I ain't going to call him by his real name. But he hate the Chiefs so bad, right, Bob and Vinny? And you did a podcast with Marlon Humphrey for 19 weeks straight. Just because you hate the Eagles, you wore a Chiefs jersey. He's a joke, man. Like, at this point, I don't know what the problem is. You know what I mean? Like, the offense played decent, but I do agree with the caller. Like, when we, like, I feel like this, right? When we're inside the 5-yard line, we got to punch that ball in. And another thing, we're missing Pat Ricard, man. Pat Ricard, hurry up and come back, bro. Get healthy and come back. We're missing you. Now, this defense, this damn defense, Zach Orr, see, and Bob, I don't know if it's a Zach Orr thing or a Harbaugh thing, because he brought in Chuck Pagano, but now it seems like Zach Orr going backwards. Or is it John Harbaugh? Because Zach Orr played for the Ravens before. You see what I'm saying? Why is Mike Green? Hey, Bob and Benny, why did we draft Mike Green? For what? Pass rushing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he covering a tight end? This Ravens team is a joke. And Marlon Humphrey, stay your damn ass off the podcast, bro. That's your problem. You and Kyle Van Noy, both of y'all is the vets. Instead of y'all being on the podcast, how about you get the team together and y'all go study some film like Ed Reed and all them used to do? Like, this team is a joke, man. Where's the dogs at on this team?
All right,
and
Trippy.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah, go ahead. Real quick. Go ahead.
Now, I'm about to say, if we don't beat Kansas City, somebody might get fired and we in trouble. I'm tired of them see fans early, because we should be 3-0. And guess what? The teams we losing to, they pass heavy offense. Our defense is trash. Get it together. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
It's a Trippy. Ravens are a joke.
Hell.
Who the hell is this Jackie podcast he's talking about? I totally stopped listening to what he was saying after that.
No beef over here on this show with that. So you can go to Trippy's social media if you want more on that. But I did get a chuckle as he's ranting about Marlon's podcast. I'm scrolling Twitter here, and what do I see? Promo from Marlon Humphrey. New episode drop. So make sure you listen. Like and subscribe.
Right, Jesus. We'll come back. Let's count some dough. Trippy, like a lot of people calling today, frustrated with what happened last night. What's happened through 3 weeks? Ravens are favorite, however. At Kansas City against the Chiefs, both teams 1-2. Neither expected to be 1-3. That's going to be a reality for one of them here coming up in a few days. Let's count money, talk sports with buy or sell. Talk some good news here on this What the Hell Turn It Up Tuesday. Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Talk about Maryland football. They're 4-0. Got to buy this week with Washington coming in next week. Huskies will be hosting Ohio State, number one in the country, coming up this Saturday. And we're weeks away from feeling the buzz, and Buzz Williams, boy, he is working that recruiting trail.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more You.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com, bottom of the hour. Talk Terps with him, football and basketball. Yes, we're getting to that time of the season. Back to your phone calls. As we talk about the Ravens' loss last night as they dropped 1-2. But let's turn it more positive, I guess. Count some dough, talk some sports subjects outside of the Ravens. How about a little buy or sell?
Yep, little buy or sell. The Dow is up 31. The S&P's down 13. The NASDAQ is down 78. DraftKings up 17 cents. And Under Armour, they are up penny. $4.77.
Lucky penny.
All right, let's get some good news in here. It's been a lot of Ravens down on the Ravens today. But Maryland football off to this 4-0 start. One of the bright spots of this start has been Shalik Knotts. Just 23 receptions to his name coming into this year. And he's already posted 276 yards with 5 touchdowns in these 4 games. A score in all 4 games. That's good wide receiver play. Nothing new for Maryland. There's been plenty of stars at the wide receiver position for them. I mean, just last year, Ty Felton had a great season for them, finishing with 9 touchdowns. But if you want to find the last time someone posted double digits, well, you got to go back to Torrey Smith in 2010 when he recorded 12 for them that year. Buy or sell, Bob, Knotts will stay hot enough to finish with more than Smith's 12.
Ooh,
from that 2010 season.
I'm going to sell it, but I could see him getting into double digits. I mean, Shalik Knotts hadn't scored a touchdown coming into this season. And he's got 5. He's having, you mentioned Ty Felton, he's having that Felton bust out year with a freshman quarterback, no less. He'll get double digits, Nolan, but I'll sell him short of the 12.
Over to the NFL, Kansas City off to an incredibly slow start, and I'm not just talking about the record at 1-2. Overall, their offense far from what it's been at any point in the Mahomes era, and yes, that includes some of their more subdued numbers the past 2 years. They currently rank 21st in points, 17th in yards, and tensions boiling over. You saw Travis Kelce and Andy Reid going at it on the sidelines there the other night. Now, they've certainly proven all these past years, even when their offense was a little slower by their own standards, that, I mean, who's the team that's always there in the AFC Championship game? And more often than not, who's in the Super Bowl? It's always them. So they do ultimately prove themselves in the long run. But buy or sell, Vinny, for the regular season, the Chiefs offense will finish in the bottom half of the league in both points and yards.
You know what? I'm going to sell it just because when they get Worthy back and Rice back and stuff, I think their offense will be better. Because right now it's kind of bleak, you know, with what they
Who's
have.
Who's running the football for?
Yeah, Pacheco and
Kareem Mahomes.
Yeah.
Mahomes is the one with all the rushing yards, yeah. How about the Orioles here? That bullpen completely reshaped at this year's deadline, the departure of many key arms. But one nice addition that was under the radar at the time was Dietrich Enns. Just that, completely under the radar. Nobody knew who he was coming from Detroit. But since then, pitching to a 3.38 ERA, roughly 26 innings, and shown the ability to work in crunch situations. Mancelino's thrown him out there for some save opportunities. About a week ago, had maybe his best outing of the season, a three-inning save where he didn't let a single batter reach base. Buy or sell, Bob, Dietrich Enns should be considered a lock for the 26 bullpen already.
I'm selling that. I want to see what Mike Elias has in store in the offseason, bringing in some arms. I'm not saying he should be dismissed and doesn't have an opportunity. I wouldn't say anybody's a lock in the bullpen right now, because we have seen Elias during the liftoff era just bring in the Coulombs and the CNL Perez's and the Crables of the world, the Bakers, who just come out of nowhere and be dudes. And he's like that guy, other than striking out Ryan Rifkin a lot in the minor leagues, apparently. Dietrich Enns. And he's not my second favorite Dietrich, behind the guy from Barney Miller. That guy was awesome.
Back to the NFL, the NFC South been pretty, you know, accepted as maybe the worst division, the weakest division in the NFL for a few years now. The Buccaneers, I mean, they've always come out on top. Four seasons in a row, they've won the division, but only reaching 10 wins twice in that time. In fact, in 2022, an 8-9 record was good enough to get the job done. Well, so far this year, they're much better than that, a 3-0 start. The division looks to be theirs with ease. Only question is, what kind of margin do they win by? Buy or sell, Vinny, Tampa Bay will win the NFC South by at least four games when it's all said and done.
Well, I'm going to sell it, you know, with Evans out now and stuff. And Tampa, it's not like they've been killing people. They've been barely squeaking by, so I'll sell that.
That's a good time to remind people here. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, including this week four matchup between the Ravens and the Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Sounds very exciting. Speaking of exciting, Terps 4-0. We'll come back. Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Talk about this start as they hit the bye week, waiting on Washington in a couple. Get an update from Buzz Williams, the recruiting trail for him. And then we're going to give you the schedule for tonight's baseball games. Then back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. You heard during the update, we're at Pickles Pub. We only have two left. Two BBTs live for Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, left tonight, tomorrow night. Me and Jim Hunter tonight, and Joe LaCroix. Then me, Nolan, and Bordy will be there tomorrow, because the Orioles home slate ends on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So if you want to see us at Pickles, you only have 2 days left. Tonight's one of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When we get to the top of the hour, NFL lunch style, Vinny's Feeble Five, and we'll talk about the NFL through 3 weeks with Brian DiArdo from CBSSports.com. But joining us now, talk some Terps, football and basketball. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, TerrapinTimes.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Dave LaMonaco. Dave, how you feeling today?
I'm doing all right, Bob. How are you, my man?
Doing all right, dude. Let's talk about some basketball poppage first before we get to the undefeated Maryland Terrapins getting votes in the latest Top 25 Associated Press College Football. Adama Tambada. Tell everybody about him, one of Buzz Williams' new toys for the next year's recruiting class.
Right, him. He should be announcing here any second. He's live streaming right now, so we should be hearing that he will announce for Maryland. He's a 6'7", 230-pounder, originally from Senegal. Hometown is in Massachusetts now, and plays in Connecticut at Putnam Science Academy. 6'7", 230-pounder, sort of an undersized four, which is kind of the Buzz Williams thing. You know, he gets those athletic big men with high motors. This fits the mold of pretty much all the other guys he's gotten. Strong defensively, really athletic. Gets after it at the rim, rebounds well, can finish inside, finishes above the rim, and then he's still developing from the free throw line, jump shooting, things like that. That's all raw, but gets it done around the rim and plays with a high motor. Four-star guy, looks like they beat out Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and a few others like that for this guy. So it's a good addition. It fits the mold.
Austin Brown had committed earlier for the class of 26. He's out of Texas. But what's that point guard situation looking like? Trey Beamer was here and apparently liked everything. But it looks like right now, Dave, you know more than we do, that Anthony Brown might be the number one dude for Buzz in this one.
Yeah. The feeling was that if Trey Beamer really wanted to commit on his official visit, that they might have taken that commitment, and that would have nullified Anthony Brown, the local product from Carroll. It didn't quite happen. We're told that the staff sort of prefers Brown. They're close, but they prefer the local product Brown out of Carroll. He's got a lot of suitors, but he's coming in October 4th for his official visit, and that's sort of the main guy right now. Maryland's in a really good spot for him. You hope that you don't overplay your hand. You lose both of those guys. Right. You need to have one of the two. So you hope that Buzz knows what he's doing and can get Brown in here because, Beamer's not just going to sit there and wait around. I mean, he might end up committing somewhere else in the meantime. So you got to get one of those two guys. So hopefully they've gone in. Buzz has gone in home with Anthony Brown a couple times. And that October 4th official visit is one we're looking forward to. And hopefully they can seal that commitment in when he comes in.
Hey, Dave, it looks like to me watching the Terps play football this year, they look extremely well coached, good fundamentally in all three phases this year.
Yeah. For the first time in 7 years, Loxley has some pretty notable coordinators here. So that certainly helps a lot. It certainly can hide some of your shortcomings if you have good coaches around you, some notable ones. So Ted Monachino, obviously he had a good reputation when he was the Ravens, the linebackers coach, wasn't so hot down at UNC, but obviously has a good defensive mind, wants to attack, and he's done really well with that attacking style of defense. Pep Hamilton has a pretty good reputation as an offensive coordinator. And then Andre Powell is a grizzled veteran. Has been around forever, and he's really revamped the special teams, which is underrated, what he's been able to do there, because Maryland's special teams has been god-awful like the past 6 years. So the fact that they're able to do anything on special teams, is, much less get two blocks, has been a godsend. It's really looking pretty good right now, and a 180 from the coordinator standpoints.
Dave, what's Locks doing with the players? Is he giving them some time off? They're working a lot on fundamentals. What are they doing the bye week?
Yeah, they'll get Loxley. He'll have his bye week press conference, and they'll have some time off. But then back to work in a couple of days, and they'll work on fundamentals, start getting ready for Washington, which is going to be a tough foe. The normal bye week stuff. So nothing too outlandish there. Washington's a good team. They're looking pretty good right now. So that's going to be a good matchup. And that's another big game in college park in 2 weeks. And so they're going to spend some time getting ready for them.
Well, Dave, the thing we like is, as Bob's mentioned twice on the show, they're playing Ohio State this weekend, which is a good thing. Yeah. Maybe they'll get beat up a little bit. And then, Dave, the other thing, I would imagine, Dave, that the fan interest, the student interest is much higher. And there'll be what type of crowd next Saturday?
Not sure yet, just because, you know, it's still a little less than 2 weeks out, but it should be, I would think that it would be much more. I mean, just having Jim Smith in there as the athletic director has already helped with fan interest a little bit. And then, you know, beating Wisconsin obviously has opened some eyes and, you know, hopefully that they get a good crowd in there for that. I think it's, what's that? Is it going to be a 3:30? I think it's going to be a 3:30 game.
Yeah.
So that'll give people some time to get down there and everything, and the students can get out of bed from being hungover on Friday night. So, so hopefully that's a good crowd there on Saturday. It should be. There's a lot more interest there. Obviously, basketball is still the main thing that people are excited about with Buzz bringing in new recruits. But obviously, with football doing pretty well, people will start to get interested in that. You have to win more than one game, though. You can't just beat Wisconsin and then have a letdown against Washington. If they can somehow beat Washington at home, take care of Nebraska at home, then you're looking at people are really going to start to pay attention to this team as maybe like an Indiana type of season from last year.
By the way, 3:30 on 105.7 The Fan coming up in a couple of weeks. Dave LaMonaco from TerrapinTimes.com. Last thing for you, though, with the defensive line, but brilliant. The young kids are playing out of their minds. Stewart and Mathis and the secondary is holding up in a big, big way. But still waiting for the running game, Dave, to get a little established here. And they out-physicaled Wisconsin. That's going to get a little more difficult, we guess, moving forward here.
Yeah, it's on that's all the way around. Some of it's on the offensive line. I don't want to criticize the offensive line too much because it's so much better than last year, especially in pass protection, but their run blocking is just not good. They're not very physical at the point of attack there. But that being said, DeJuan Williams, Nolan Ray, they've got to do a better job of just staying patient behind the blocks, reading the blocks, and then creating things for themselves. You know, sometimes running backs, they have to be able to create their own space and then drag guys after contact. DeJuan Williams has started to do that a little bit, the kid out of St. Francis. But we're still waiting for Nolan Ray to sort of show that burst and that vision that he did last year. It hasn't really happened yet. So hopefully they get that on track, but that's what the bye week's for. Hopefully Malik Washington will continue to refine his mechanics. And they'll be ready for Washington, which will hopefully be beat up a little bit from playing Ohio State.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Dave.
There's Dave LaMonaco. We'll come back. MLB report is from the final weeks of the final week of the Major League Baseball season. A team clinched a playoff spot last night. We'll talk about that. But some big games coming up this week. Orioles tonight taking on the Rays. 2 years ago, they were the two best teams in the American League East. This year, what a difference 2 years makes, Nolan. They're the two worst teams.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, as the Orioles play out the string here against Tampa and the Yankees, other teams are trying to get themselves ready for the postseason. And last night, San Diego Padres taking on the Brewers. Brewers had already clinched the NL Central for the third straight year. See them small market teams. You can get it done. Build the team wisely. But for the Pods, who spend a ton of dough, well, they got some big hits and pop some champagne.
From eight lines and into left center, it's a walk-off! Johnson's coming from third! And with that, for the fourth time in the last six seasons, the San Diego Padres are headed back to the postseason in 2025!
As you can tell, that was Padres TV. 5-4 was the final score. Felix Fermin, he gets the game-winning hit. So the Padres get by 5-4, and as you heard, fourth time in 6 years going to the postseason, and they have spent a ton of dough out there in San Diego, putting up the roster, building up the rotation, and everything that goes along with it. Hey, they did sign Nick Pivetta. Nolan, I'll give you a tip of the cap. You said the Orioles should have did that way back when. They didn't. And then, you know, the rest is history. Now, the American League East schedule, you know, what do we got here? You got Boston still chasing And they're at Toronto, who's already clinched, but trying to wrap up the division. That's 7:07. The Yankees are hosting the White Sox as the Yankees still chasing Toronto. But here are the other games of interest outside of the AL East. Detroit is at Cleveland. Scooble against Williams. The Tigers are flatlining.
Yeah.
They might not even make the playoffs, much less to win their division, but we'll follow along closely the next couple of days. How about them Reds? They caught the Mets. They're taking on Pittsburgh. That's coming up at 6:40. Colorado's at Seattle. Seattle just swept Houston, who's at the A's. And then Arizona is taking on the Dodgers. Dodgers have already clinched playoff spot trying to win the division. Arizona, very much alive in the playoff chase. So here's your standings update. Toronto, two games up on the Yankees. Detroit's one up on Cleveland. Seattle's three up on Houston. Phillies have already clinched, as have the Brujas. And Dodgers, 2.5 up on the Padres in the division there. Wild cards, Yankees, Red Sox, Guardians would be in. Houston would be out. And that's kind of it. Texas, Kansas City, bye-bye, see ya. Thanks for participating here. And in the National League, Cubs, Padres have already clinched. Reds and Mets are tied. Diamondbacks a game out. And the Cardinals on life support, 3.5 out. So still some intrigue in the world of baseball in the final week of the regular season. For the Ravens, their regular season has not started as we all thought it would at 1-2. They didn't get blown out, but they were 4.5-point favorites. They got a window dressing TD to make the score respectable. People have been venting. Let's get back to the venting. 410-583-1057 takes us to Kai in Reisterstown. Kai, thanks for holding. What's up?
No problem holding, Bob. You already been stamped by my people's Ernie G. You know Ernie.
Ernie Graham. I love Ernie Graham.
Quick, are you watching that Tank Paul? Are you supporting that? Tank versus Paul?
Oh, hell no. Nope. 0.0 interest. Nope.
All right, let me get to it. Hey, Vinny, what's going on, Vin?
Not much.
Hey, look, I think Detroit, their attention to detail was excellent offensively and defensively. Laser focus is what they displayed last night. And their coaching staff, they must have watched the film because they had the players looked like they watched their plays. They was there before we got there. And I think information without – application is nothing if you don't apply it, y'all. Come on. No adjustments. I think I just think overall, man, the coaching staff, we gotta switch it up a little bit, man. And Humphrey, how about this? 4th-and-2, Humphrey. Why did you take I think he tried to jam him, Vinny, and St. Brown just gave him a little Michael Jackson 1-2 and got past him. I'm like, why you ain't he can't play him on the outside. That was a bad matchup. But Henry fumbling the ball, man, it's not even cold yet, fellas. That ball's not even slick yet. Can you imagine when it get cold outside? So I don't know, man. In a word, it's a DMX, man. We slipping, we falling, we got to get up, man. But overall, I'm not giving up on the team. We still got a long way to go. One of your callers made a good point. In November and November,
October.
December? Yeah, October. We start winning some games, but we're going to get back into the playoffs. So we're going to have these same – no adjustments. I always call about the in-game adjustments, man, and we just never make them. We have the personnel, but we just don't make the adjustments. And you got to – the players got to play too. They got to execute. But I'm more on the coaching, man. We got to follow our coaches, man. But overall, man, bad game. Move on to Kansas City. And you know what? They're going to ding and dunk us to death, man. I hate to say it.
All right, Kai. Thanks for the call. So – let's see. So they suck in September,
yeah,
which they are right now.
Uh-huh.
And they got one more game coming up this Sunday. They win their 2-2. Then they'll be hot in October, November, hot through most of December, clinch, and then the same stuff happens in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we're going to have to go through that again. Let's take it one game at a time.
Ooh,
get
yes.
through KC. Ravens are favorite in this game, by the way. 2.5, according to the odds makers. Let's get back to the phones. Go to Timonium. It's Cool C. Cool C, what's up?
Okay, I said it all through training camp. Nothing surprised me last night. I said it all through training camp. I said it on this show, on Inside Access. The Ravens will be as good as the defense is. We score points. We set two records last night. Lamar, 111 points in three games. It's never happened in the history of the NFL. A team started first three games, 111 points, and are under 500. Lamar, 10 touchdown passes in the first three games of the season and under 500. They're two records that have never been touched before. So offensively, we're playing fine. We're great. Defense, who scares you on the front line? No one, except with Matabike out. We got one linebacker. We've got young. We're young in the defensive backfield. I said this all training camp, and I do not see this getting any better. Look, the defense deflates the crowd. The crowd gets excited when you pin them inside the five. Everybody's on their feet at the game last night defensively when the defense is on the field. When the offense is on the field, they just watch us go up and down the field and score. When the defense is on the field, we get excited. We want to get stopped so we can get the offense back out there. We can't get a stop. 96-yard drive, 95-yard drive. 3rd and 7, we're playing 10 yards back. It's just a gift. So I don't see this getting better. We don't have I don't think we have the personnel out on that field that can get better. I really don't. Now, what's that say about our offense? It's Lamar last night, 21 for 28, 288 yards, 3 touchdouns, and a QBR of 1.48. Yeah, he was sacked 7 times. Well, both lines. The offensive line was terrible, like Jeff said, and the defensive line was pathetic. Like Jeff Saturday said, any other quarterback last night would be in the hospital today. Lamar did everything he could to get out of trouble. He's not using his legs like he should, I think, but he was under duress the entire night and still had a phenomenal statistically night. We were up 21-14 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. And what did the defense do? Couldn't get a stop. So, look, this is going to continue. I don't see it getting better. And we're still going to win the division because the Steelers are pathetic, and with Burrow out, they're going nowhere. So we'll win the division. We just got to get some trades by the trade deadline. We got to find a way to get stops defensively. If we can do that, we have a chance to win the Super Bowl because the offense is going to still score on everybody. That's what I got, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Cool C. But getting stops are you capable of doing that with the personnel you have right now? I mean, who levels up to a level that we haven't seen before? Well, I mean, we've seen some underachievers at this point in time. Look, Teddy Buchanan is the starting linebacker now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's three games into his career, and he's thrust into a very important part of this Ravens defense, but it goes back to the pass rush again. No Matabike, but where's Oway? Ajabo played, what did you say, six snaps?
Six snaps.
Van Noy's going to be out for weeks. I mean, where's the help coming from in-house?
Well, I would say the first thing, Bob, is better be able to stop the run. You know, you can't let them be able to do both.
Oh, right.
You know, so how are they going to stop the run? That is my thing. Do I got to put 8 in the box to stop the run? Hey, whatever I got to do to stop it, because they just – ran it down your throat at will, you know? So look at the Ravens. I mean, people are, the last 2 weeks, they're stopping the run and they're making you throw it and make plays.
NFL Lunch coming up next. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. NFL news today, Jackson Dart's going to start for the Giants against the Chargers. And Vinny, we got breaking college football news too.
Yeah. Mike Gundy got fired at Okie State, which is, well, they've lost how many in a row now? And
his
then they lost
mater.
To Tulsa.
At home.
Yeah. And he took a pay cut to stay, you know, so.
21 years on the job.
Yeah.
Always had them on the verge of being powerhousey. Now they're regressing in a big, big way. And, you know, he should grow the mullet back. Maybe that'll get him some strength like that guy.
Who's next?
Samson
now?
And Delilah.
Because they've UCLA, Virginia Tech, Okie State. I mean, this is not normal for college football to fire them this early. Yeah,
and by the way, it's still September.
I know.
And they're dropping like flies. NFL Lunch coming up next. You want to join us for that? Get in here, people. Five. Who are the five worst teams in the National Football League through 3 weeks? And then Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Talk about what's happening in the league. They're dropping like flies coach-wise in college football. Could there be one of those dudes here in the NFL soon?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.